governance forum. There's the WISIS forum, Net Mondial, of course, as we said, and there was also the WISIS review, which we knew the WISIS plus 10, which was another one. A whole lot of acronyms, and we're not going to go into the description of these, but certainly a huge world of things that are taking place outside that have the ability to affect ICANN in some way or other. As far as the Internet Governance Forum is concerned, the working group has submitted a request last year and this year to have a session over at the IGF. The session was one on a showcase of the multi-stakeholder model used not only at ICANN, but actually across all of the ISTAR organizations, as one would call them, to submit the NTIA stewardship transition document. So it organized this workshop. In fact, there was a bit of a dry run first, a first run that was organized for the WISIS Forum in Geneva with a set of people from across not only the ICANN community, but also, since you know that this document also involves the numbers and the protocols. We also had some people from the Internet Engineering Task Force, as well as the regional Internet registries on this panel. Very similar proposal and very similar project that took place also at the Internet Governance Forum. I think that it went well. I'm not sure. I'll be collecting maybe a bit more information from people around the table who have attended these. But certainly, we were encouraged to submit another proposal this year, this time looking at the accountability process. So we're not actually discussing the accountability itself, or we didn't discuss the actual NTIA proposal last year, but we're looking at the way that we reached those results. And perhaps, as far as accountability is concerned, maybe the novel way as an organization making itself self-accountable or accountable to its own communities. There are quite a few things. First, on the way the process all emerged, pretty much bottom-up, and also on the way that the whole plan was built and the kind of plan that we now have on the table. It's very difficult when you're outside of ICANN to understand all of these things. And so this working group, I think, has done a good job so far, hopefully, a good job in being able to explain this in in easier terms, if you want. Have I missed anything? Because I don't want to sort of ramble on, and I'm kind of see Marilyn Cade.
Perhaps I missed your referencing it, but I think it's worth referencing the formal consultation sessions organized at most of the ICANN meetings.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn. It's Olivier speaking. So, indeed, the things that we did in this environment, in the ICANN environment, was to have the formal consultations on all of the issues that we just mentioned a moment ago, asking for the community, the wider ICANN community, to bring their input into some of the points where we work as a working group and we often talk to each other, but a lot of people outside of this cross-community working group might have had their own points of view as well to put across. And we have made use of this in order to liaise with staff about it. I'm not going to go into each one of those things. We have a wiki that's got all of the details of all of what's been taking place. Yongam Lee.
Thank you. I would also like to add that one of the reasons why this group was formed was because of things going outside of the ISTAR community that were involved with internet governance, and that we felt the need to present the voice of not ICANN itself or the ICANN board or each of the SOs or ACs, but of the general ICANN community. And so since then, I think we have kind of streamlined our efforts more towards the parties outside of ICANN that we need to explaining or describing the internet governance activities to. Thanks.
Thank you, Yongam. Is there anything else that I've missed? Probably not. So that's a little bit of the history of what we have been up to. I guess that now we can ask a little bit from Joran. Welcome first to this meeting, Joran Marby. I hope this has been a little bit interesting for you. Do you first have any questions regarding anything that you've heard so far on what this group does? I guess. And then also, I was going to say introduce yourself and what are you doing here, but that's not quite the way to ask it. So I think that you made fun of another in another meeting when you said introductory remarks from Joran Marby. So it felt very grand and so on. So we shall ask for your introductory remarks, please.
Especially as I now have about 1 minute before I have to leave. I'm going to spend it. I want to emphasize something which I think is important, and that is, hi, by the way, this is Joran Marby. I'm the president and CEO of the ICANN organization, which is a support organization to the community and to the board. That's clear. I think that one thing, I'm also a recovering regulator, and in that I also had a responsibility for work with issues related to this. And now I'm coming into the new bylaws. Oh, there's one more thing I would like to say. I don't see myself as the spokesperson of the community, which means that groups like this is essentially important for me to be able to say something about this area. Because it's not like I can sit at home and figure out something interesting to talk about this and then do a PowerPoint, go out and represent you. And in the setup of the bylaws, which where I'm a support organization, everything I have to say has to come out of groups like this. And, of course, the board. Yes, very important. I have to mention them. As you saw, one of my board members tried to strangle me coming in here, and that was a task. And I think that this is a... People have asked me if this is a difference from before. I think it's an evolution on the process for the new bylaws coming up to the transition. But it's also, I think, a very natural one that we're getting grown more and more grown up as an organization, more and more internet users. We have to make some of the roles more clear. We have to put it into a concept. And that's why I kind of claim the fact that I'm not a spokesperson unless you tell me to be. And it has to come from the community and not from any special interest groups. Which doesn't say that we also say that we don't interfere in the policy-making process. We don't interfere in the discussion, we facilitate it. With that said, there are some things that I think coming in from the outside that I kind of think about in this area, and one of them is actually the word internet governance, which I suppose that you've debated before, and I'm bringing up an old debate, because governance in many languages means it's government who governs. And also the fact that internet governance is one of those words that you could put anything in. And For the moment, I'm restraining myself in speech to talk about internet governance, because I think it's so important that what I represent and what we represent, the collective, is a subset of internet governance, especially with the new bylaws and our mission. But how do you make that visible for people who don't know? If I go up and say that I'm working a lot with internet governance because I work for ICANN, then a lot of people will say, what do you think about net neutrality, Joran? What do you think about over-the-top players? One of the questions I would like to ask you is to help me to, in words that people outside ICANN can understand what we actually do. Am I being unpolite now, or is it okay?
You're assuming that we know what we're doing.
I actually assume that.
No, you're absolutely right. No, that's certainly something that we can.
No. I wouldn't ask you. The other thing, and this is something that another of those words which are important is the word open internet, which is a part of this model. If you want to go into the Wikipedia page of definition of open internet, it says things like net neutrality, freedom of speech, which means that when I go out and talk about it, if I take the ICANN strategy, which talk about open internet, and I go out and say that we're for open internet in some countries, okay, you want to debate freedom of speech. So this discussion is not only about what we're supposed to do, but it's also, to some extent, how we phrase it. And I think it's going to be even more important. Many people would like to throw things at ICANN and say that you are responsible for this. You are the anything from the police to the controllers to the whatever. And so we need help not only to figure out what we should do, but also how we should phrase it. And I give you the whole day to do this. So we have a cocktail in about 1 hour, and if you have the answers by then, I would be very happy. Sorry, you know, it's in my DNA. I have to make a bad joke in about every 10 minutes, and if that's where I am. I have a. If anyone has any quick questions, I have time for it, but unfortunately, I have to leave.
All right, thanks very much, Joran. Do we have any specific quick on-the-ball thing? I mean, this is really an introductory time. It's your first time you see this group, and it's also the first time that this group speaks to you on these issues. So, Marilyn, Kate?
Thank you. Marilyn, Kate speaking. I think that actually, thank you for those comments, and thank you for that question. You're right, we have debated this, and we learned very quickly the selection of the term internet governance has been worried about, because as the Russian government has explained to us and the Chinese government has explained to us in other settings, governance does translate into governments. But I think that in fact, the world has evolved past still debating the terminology. We have, however, in other settings, and I in particular have, worked on explaining where in the ISO stack, so to speak, or in the layers that ICANN is involved and where they're not, and where others, other organizations are involved and have the lead. And perhaps we should think about that within the group in response to your question and think about whether we can come to a easy to understand explanation, because many of us work very actively outside of ICANN as well as inside ICANN.
Yeah, thanks very much, Marilyn. Shiva Subramanian Muthusami.
Okay. You were saying that people throw things at ICANN and say that you are responsible for this and that. And I think that's a good thing that would help ICANN to consider itself far more responsible for the internet and address issues that directly affect the internet. Would you take the position that ICANN's responsibilities go beyond DNS, especially in the light of views by many ICANN participants that ICANN should confine its mission to DNS and confine its mission to its core purpose? What would be your position on the scope of ICANN's responsibilities?
That it's not up to me to define it. That is done through a bottom-up process and is defined in the mission. And the only one who can change that shouldn't be me. It is through the process that there is that the mission is defined. And I think you said something that I think